I move. I'd like to move something.
Sorry.
Thank you, Lani. I am going to bring the focus a little bit towards the board itself. I know last year, first time in the history of this network, we created an extraordinarily complex structure of governance. And we imposed upon the national office requirements that I'm sure that you can probably elaborate on that, and you probably felt the weight of them. I'm concerned with the resources and what percent of resources of this network should go towards governance and what percent should be going towards actual programming that people see out there and send their money towards. And what I want to know is what, compared to last year, the forecast budget in terms of monies or percentages, governance expenses have increased, decreased, staying the same? Which way would you like to go? I mean, what's your assessment of that?
They decreased,
especially. Well, they have increased. And I, on one of the slides that I had, I did identify administrative expenses, which correlate roughly to governance. And,
Mike.
Sorry.
It's okay.
And let me just read it. But I think that we do need to look at the expenditures we make in the various areas that we operate in and identify where we want our thrust to be in a given year. That's what a budget's supposed to do. But I think I mentioned that compared to 05 and 06, administrative costs went up 16.6%. And I that is the highest increase aside from development. But development is a smaller budget, so that percent is a little bit misleading. So the point is well taken that the fastest rising cost is administrative-governance. And if I look at these numbers, percentage increases between 05 and 06,
we need to... Throughout the network.
Throughout the network. Throughout the network, not the national office. So, yes, I think we do need to look at it. And I again recommend that a lot of the questions and solutions are going to take more than 3 hours. We should decide to do it, sit down and take time out of our busy schedules and say, let's go over the issues that we're all agitated about and come out of the room with some solutions. You know, that I would be feel better, I'm sure you would too. Let's choose a date before we leave.
And,
I'd like to move to table this till 15 minutes after the affiliates director report. That's the end of today. We'll end this meeting an extra 15 minutes at the other end. So that if we want to do anything like the provisos we did here, asking for a plan over a year or something like that as a result of that, we could end up doing that.
I think it's delay consideration, not table it. I think it's delay consideration.
Yeah. Delay consideration until after the...
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is that an item for discussion? Or is it like table?
No. Yeah, it's debatable.
I didn't even understand what he said.
Just that we would delay consideration of this particular motion, which is passing the national budget, the national office budget, until after the affiliates report, which is later on tonight or later on this evening.
I like that.
What's
the reason? I'd like to know what's the reason. Fun information.
I get motivated. The reason is I'm not suggesting we're going to change budget numbers in 15 minutes at the end of the day. What I am suggesting, and maybe we don't need to do that, maybe we just approve this because we have the reforecasting amendment, but we could add a motion at the end of the day asking for something like the NFC asked, which of KPFA or WBAI, which is a longer-term plan to move in a direction. I don't have an issue with doing it that way.
Do this for reconsideration within the quarter after the new executive director.
Yeah. If people want to do that, that's fine. I'm willing to withdraw if people just want to do the deal.
Okay, then I move.
Yes, Teresa.
That because there is no delineation in the budget in regard to affiliates program or department, that and that because we also need to consider technology, how that interfaces with affiliates, and other issues such as programming, which we've discussed, I move that we, after the affiliate, no, excuse me, I move that at our January meeting, at our January meeting, we can, that the Finance Committee give a report with the Affiliates Coordinator on the direction of affiliates.
Yeah, I second that. That's
well, we want a line item budget for the Affiliates Program.
That by the January meeting, we have a line item budget for the Affiliates Program.
Well, the problem with that is an instruction to staff, not to the NFC. Staff is responsible for creating that budget, and so you have to deal with them.
Can we refer to the NFC to produce that?
If you refer to the NFC, the NFC has no power to mandate staff to do anything, so we would come back to the board at a subsequent meeting and ask for a motion to ask the staff to do it. Why don't you ask the staff how to best proceed on that?
Yeah. I'm going to ask Lonnie to respond.
Well, I would oppose that motion. And I would oppose it on the grounds that it mandates staff, number one. And that's something we have not done with any budget that I'm aware of. Why don't we, because to mandate staff also means to eliminate staff. And secondarily, it violates one of the main motions of this board. It makes a motion to spend funds without identifying their source. The motion that this board passed was no motion should be entertained by this board unless the amount
source of
source of the funds is identified, and it's to protect against this kind of motion, and because you don't know the implications of it, and so you can't just take money out of Budget A without being mindful of the ramifications of it in terms of other folks that may be working in the same unit.
I think just
maybe,
to
maybe Bob has a solution.
Steve is on the stack. Steve and then Dave.
This is taking a direction that I personally don't feel it should take. I actually don't want to be mandating staff to do anything. I'd like to come up with a consensus that it would be reasonable for the foundation to have a line item expense budget for how it's dealing with affiliates. That way, when the question of raising affiliate dues comes up, there's some way to evaluate whether the increase is justified or not. And if there are problems, we can see where they might be coming from. So I don't think it should be a mandate. I think it's to the staff to do work. I think it should be a mandate to the organization to come up with a plan. And the plan starts with a budget. And however that would be done most effectively in a way that you feel you're not being dictated to is what I would like to do, personally.
Dave and then Ambrose.
There's a confusion that just happened. Nobody's saying spend money that you're not already spending. What they're asking for is a restructured budget that lets them see what we are spending money on. The reason I raised the point about staff is the NFC can work from now till next Tuesday, until next year, till health freeze is over, but we don't have the ability to go in and change the reporting that's generated from national office reports. They have to do that. So all we would do would be, if you send it to us, is recommend that they be instructed to do that. I'm in favor of having that constructed. I was suggesting you ask the staff, how long will it take to do? However, note, we have not been getting reports on things the board has already asked for. We passed a motion last December and renegotiated it and passed it again last March to get headcount information quarterly. Our last headcount information came in April. So there is an issue with being able to get reporting done of any kind at the moment. I will support a motion to instruct staff to break out the affiliate's budget. But as Ambrose says, when you do that, you might also want to break out digital distribution and programming and each of those into departments so you can answer those questions for anything. And it might make all that sense to do all that at once, and it might make sense to do it under the direction of an executive director once they come in there. So maybe your motion is we would like the executive director to look at the feasibility of creating departments within the national office that reflect the total allocation for significant projects within the national office.
I would second that.
They'll come in, they'll know that's what we want them to look at, and we should be able by the January meeting to have them come back, having had a discussion with the finance staff about the best way to do that.
I want to make sure that we capture the motion. I know, Teresa, I saw you taking
that the ED look at the feasibility of creating departments within the national office
to reflect the expenditures on specific projects within the national office. In my mind, that means digital distribution, programming, finance, and affiliates program. Those are our major things we do in the national office.
Okay. Did you get all of that, Teresa?
Yes.
Well, I want to add Free Speech Radio News.
That would be under programming.
Yes, and there are a number of, so that list can get quite long. So let me be clear.
See if we're, I not
those are, yeah, we're not specifying.
We're just saying we want the ED to
move example.
In these areas.
As an example.
Just trying to be sure the areas are complete. Let me just be clear, point of information. We're talking about the feasibility. Is that the sense of the motion?
Okay. Yes, the feasibility of
yeah.
it.
That's right.
Okay.
I call the question.
Ambrose, did you have any further?
We move in second.
Yeah, call the question.
Yeah. Rob?
Well, I was just going to say, it seems to me the way to do this sort of thing is to say that it will be the policy of the Pacifica Foundation that all independent sources of revenue shall be budgeted to reflect all of the expenditure and revenue-generating activities associated with that program. And I think we ought to have something that budgets for every independent source of revenue, how that's allocated, and what spending and revenue generation is associated with that. That makes our budget much more transparent.
Is that a formal motion?
No.
That's how to do it. You can decide whether you want to do it or not.
Okay.
It's not an instruction. It's to set policy. That's the job of this body, is to set policy in the area of finance.
Can you read
is this a substitute motion?
No. It's not a formal motion. It's a suggestion.
You want to do it, do it. You're the finance
Brian committee. Had a quick comment since he is part of the national office. I'm going
to
allow it.
30 seconds. Prior to 2002, the national office did have budgets that was called PPS, Pacifica Program Services, PNP, Pacifica National Programming, and PRA, the Archives. Those three budgets were separated and lived in the Archives. That's sort of why the affiliate money has been retained in the Archives budget. That's all I have to say. You don't have to invent the wheel. It was there prior to 2002. You just have to revision it.
Thanks, Brian. Did you have
I just want to say that when we're talking about this in terms of budget categories and strategy, that's fine. But I can see that there would be situations in which you don't have enough income coming in to support a program, but it's to the foundation's advantage to have that program. So it needs to be subsidized from general revenues or financed for a period of time until it can be self-supporting and whatnot. So whatever we end up doing, there may be a strategic interest in having something happening that doesn't fund itself.
Okay, so William's the last person I have on the stack. We are well over time, so then we're going to move to a vote.
William. Just really quickly, I just hope people are documenting these interactions, because when we say we're not able to get the information that we need on a quarterly basis or what have you, it just would be nice to have a paper trail for whoever's coming in, because there are a lot of people that like to say that we try not to be transparent, but I don't think that that's the issue. It's just, if we're not the ones making the request, we just don't know.
So. All right. Thank you, William. So we're now moving to a vote on the hybrid motion between Director Adelson and Allen.
Okay. This is what I wrote to capture what I said, that the board requests the ED executive director look at the feasibility of creating budgeting by department to reflect expenditures for each of the major national office project areas.
Can we put a time on that?
By the January 2006 PMB meeting.
Okay. All those in favor of the Adelson Allen motion, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. All those opposed? 1. Any abstentions? 1. Okay, the motion carries 13-1. We are now 20 minutes behind schedule and about half an hour into our luncheon period.
Madam Chair,
yes.
I'm sorry, but was that motion by Director Adelson an amendment, a substitute? And what happened to the main motion about adopting the national office budget?
Yeah, we do. Thank you. Director Warren, so we have one other motion that's before us to adopt the national office budget as presented.
I move to approve that.
We're already out of time, so We just need to go to a vote. All those in favor of approving the National Office budget? The National Office budget. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, sorry, let me count again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. All those opposed? 1. Any abstentions?
You generated the budget.
2 noes. 2 noes. Any abstentions? 1 abstention. The motion carries.
How many noes?
Move to run faster than the speed of light to reverse
yes.
the clock.
For our audit purposes and bank purposes, could we have the board entertain a motion to have approved this budget as of October 1st, beginning of our fiscal year, not as of this date?
Right. That's okay.
Move to apply the approved budget retroactive to October 1st.
I
okay.
second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Can we approve this without objection?
Can I ask one question? Back to October the 1st?
Point of information?
Yes.
That's fine.
I guess this is a legal question. Just does that put us in any legal situation or just retroactive? That
I do it all the time. No,
I understand it's right because the budget ended September 30th. I'm just trying to figure out, is this the right proper language or should it be other language?
Okay.
Proper. What
they
said proper.
That's all I'm asking.
Point of
information. Okay.
Can
the
point you
of
write that down, okay. Dave, please?
Can we just I had another motion, which is a finance-related motion I wanted to read.
We're time has been exhausted on this agenda item.
I'd like to extend the time for 3 minutes.
I'll second that.
Thank you.
Point of privilege? Can we just say due to natural disaster? That's all I want to say. Just so that it
we
says
don't
that
we
don't.
You're talking about Katrina
the
Pacific.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we don't need to say why we lost the homework. You know? Like
yeah, let's move on from this. We have there's a motion. Order. There's a motion on the floor to extend by 3 minutes. As I mentioned, we're already 20 over. And well into our luncheon period.
We have one little motion.
This was presented by Laverne. All those in favor of extending by 3 minutes?
That's fine.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All those opposed? Any abstentions? All right.
Okay.
One abstention. Go for it.
Thank you. Real quick. Okay. This is a motion. Whereas the Pacifica Foundation is one of the last bastions of free speech, and that the first purpose of the Pacifica Foundation, as stated in the bylaws, is as follows: to establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inheres to the benefit of any member of the foundation. We resolve that all on-air appeals to the community and listeners for funds by individuals or groups shall be voluntary and are part of normal Pacifica job responsibilities, whether paid or unpaid staff, volunteers, or board members. The Pacifica Foundation shall practice what is written in the bylaws and shall not allow members to benefit or inure from earnings of the foundation, and that the practice of, quote, paying to pitch, unquote, or exchanging cash or other assets that may include airtime, premiums, or equipment is a violation of the bylaws of the foundation.
I'll just second, and I think that's great.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. We do not have time for discussion on this item since we only approved an extension of 3 minutes.
We can't discuss it. It's not appropriate. It's according to the rules. I move that we table it to the next meeting.
To the next session? You mean after lunch?
Is this so urgent that it needs to be approved at this meeting? I think it can be discussed at the next board meeting.
Okay, it's been there's a motion to table to the next teleconference. All those in favor?
I have another motion. I move to refer this to the Finance Committee.
Finance
Committee. That takes precedence over a motion to postpone.
No, a motion to table is not debatable or amendable.
No, it's not. I'm not amending it. I'm making a motion
that takes precedence.
Not debatable.
We go to a vote on the motion to table, and no other motion would be in order until we take the vote on the motion to table.
So we need to vote down the motion to table, and then...
Okay, fine.
Okay. All those in favor of tabling the motion, raise your hand. Okay. All those opposed.
Wait.
Close the table.
Please pay attention, y'all. I'm not going to keep going through this.
This is the table to the next teleconference meeting.
Yes.
He wants to refer it to committee. Let him do it. He's a finance committee member.
Okay. These are opposed. One, two.
You're opposing tabling?
Yes. I already went through those that wanted to vote in favor. One, two, three, four, five. Looks like it's fairly unanimous. All those, or that's it. The motion fails. Bob.
So I move to refer this motion to the National Finance Committee.
Refer. Point of order. This is a policy issue.
It's I second it.
Money.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
Just don't send it there. That's all.
All those in favor of referring this to the Finance Committee? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. All those opposed? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
I'd like to move to make the rest of the board who voted to refer listen to our meetings.
Okay.
I move to table until after lunch.
The motion fails. There's a motion to table until after lunch. All those in favor? Knowing that we have 5 minutes for lunch. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven,
really get indigestion.
Eight, nine, 10, 11, Jesus. 12, 13. All those opposed? Any abstentions? One abstention. The motion carries 13-0. Okay, wait. You guys, please do not get up and leave because we are horrible at returning on time, which is why we're behind schedule today. It's now 12:35, and we're 20 minutes behind schedule. So I would like everyone to return here at exactly 1 o'clock.
Oh, that's gracious. It should have been 12:50.
If you're taking your have your cups at the table, please bring them in. We'll wash them and use them again. We're trying not to use paper.